Understanding the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crucial both for proper emunah b'Hashem as well as proper behavior. So we're going to try, obviously, incompletely, on a certain level, obviously inadequately, but to touch upon both of those aspects. The Rambam writes, you have in front of you, that mitzuvah ve'ono l'olechus v'drochem e'ilu ha'beinonim ve'hem ha'drochem ha'tovim v'ha'yishorim sh'nam v'olachdu v'drochem. Earlier in the parak, in parak Aletach Hazdeyas, the Rambam illustrated and gave examples of what the midah ha'beinonis is, and now the Rambam tells us that there's an equation, there's an identification of the drochem ha'beinonim and the dark HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that therefore memela, to go along that path of the Derech HaBeinoni, is the mitzvah halachta b'drachah. Kachlamdu b'feresh mitzvah zu. This is what Chazal, kachlamdu, this is what Chazal taught us in explaining the mitzvah halachta b'drachah. Mahu nikro chanun afato haye chanun. Mahu nikro rachun. So there is a glaring asymmetry in the Lashon HaRambam. We would have expected the Rambam to either say Mahu Nikra Chanun Afato Tikore Chanun, or Mahu Chanun Afato Haye Chanun. And the difference is clear, right? It's Mahu Nikra Chanun Afato Haye Chanun. So what is Pshat? What does the Rambam have in mind with that, again, very glaring asymmetry? So the Rambam explains, you have it in the next source, that when the Torah describes the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Rachum Lechanun Erech Hapayim, V'hinyan Hine Eino Shehu Bal Midos. It doesn't mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has different qualities, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu has different attributes. Eino Shehu Bal Midos. Rather, what it means is Avol Poel Peulos Domos the Pulos Habos Meitonu Mimidos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a way that if a person were to act that way, we would attribute it to the Mida of Rachmanus. We would attribute it to the Mida of Chanina. A person does have attributes. A person does have different qualities. So speaking anthropomorphically, so the Torah describes the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Rachum and Chanun. But what it really means is that when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, so then we see actions which were a person to be the source of those actions would bespeak the fact that the person had the Midah of Rachmanus, the Midah of Chanina, the Midah of Erech HaPayim. Ha'inyan hinei eno shehu bal midos, avol poel peulos, domos lepeulos habos me'itonu mimidos. V'tzami loma mitunos nafshios. Lo shehu yis'ale bal tunos nafshios. And then the Rambam gives examples. V'hamoshol bo. If you see it's around line 7 or so. V'hamoshol bo, an example, for instance. Ki kishavuska dakus hanhagoso b'havoyas ubor ba'lechayim. V'himtzi kochuz bo u'bemisha yigadlehu acha leidoso sh'yimnau min ha'amores min ha'avadon v'yishmeru mikol hezek v'yo'ilu b'shimusha ha'hechriyem.
V'chayotzei b'fumah hazos mimenu v'otobo el achar Die Paralus the Hamoya Sakamim Bahu Indian Rahmanis. Noma Allah Yisala Bakum. Kamosh Amak Rahim Allah. So when we look into the Bria and we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for newborns. The baby comes out, whether it's a baby of Baal HaChayim, whether it's a human baby, so the baby instinctively knows how to nurse. It's a pellet. The baby's a newcomer, right? The baby's a newcomer, and instinctively, the baby knows how to nurse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within the mother, within the parents, and instinct, that they're instinctively, tremendously devoted to the child, to the offspring. So we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed a system where he takes care, down to every last detail is planned and executed, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures the survival, the thriving, the flourishing of the neonate, of the baby. If a person were to engage in that, so it would come, it would issue forth from the person's midah of rachmanus. So in that sense, right, when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, so then speaking anthropomorphically, so we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as rachman. Why this insistence that really we're describing actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not attributing qualities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a person is not echad in any real ultimate or absolute sense. So a person can have many different qualities. A person can be halavai that we all would be, a rachum and a nachanun and an arach apayin, and the Baal Chesed. A person can have many different qualities. Doesn't that imply some multiplicity in the person? Yeah, of course it does. But we're not echad in any real sense of the word. Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad in the most simple, in the sense of basic, fundamental, and absolute sense possible. To attribute Toharim insinuates riboy. It insinuates multiplicity. And that's what the Rambam says, that we need to understand that when the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, as Racham V'Chanun, really, those are just descriptions of what we observe in his actions, in his hanhoga of the Bria. But it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Toharim, has different qualities, different attributes, because that is absolutely not the case. A little bit of a mashal, l'saber sa'oz, and obviously in this context, by definition, you can't really have a real mashal, you can't have an adequate mashal, but a little bit of a mashal is as follows. Let's say you observe parents parenting a child, and at times, so you see them giving a lot of positive reinforcement and showering the child very overtly with love. And then other times, you see them being disciplining the child, and the ahava is more of an ahava nisteres than it is an ahava gluya. So it's not necessarily the case that parents are being inconsistent, that they're schizophrenic. No, when the child behaves well, so then the parents give positive reinforcement to what the child's doing. But if the child is misbehaving, so then they need to communicate a different message to the child. So the parents are being totally, totally consistent, even the same. The child obviously experiences it very differently. He experiences one as a midas harachamim, and he experiences the other as a midas hadin, as though the parents have shifted in terms of their modality, in terms of how they're relating to him. In reality, it's the same. It's the same love. and concern and devotion to guiding the child along the right path. So again, with the obvious limitations and inadequacy of any mashal in this context, so we experience different midos in terms of how we process what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the world. But that's just in terms of our experience of it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, again, in the most basic, fundamental, and absolute sense. And that's why the Rambam is taking such great pains to explain to us that we're not saying that when we speak of a person, so a person is taka alavai, is taka arachum, is taka achanon. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're describing his actions. L'chore, that's part of what the Gemara in Brachos has in mind. There's more to it than this. But part of what the Gemara in Brachos has in mind, you have it in front of you. Yehuda Nochas Kamei Rabbi Chanina. Omar, so he was the Shliach Tzibor. So he was Yorid Lefnei HaTeva, right? The same idiom that we have in Lashon HaKodesh. He was Yorid Lefnei HaTeva. Omar HaKel HaGodol HaGibor V'hanorah V'ho'adir V'ho'ozuz V'hayori HaFozik V'ha'amitz V'havave V'hanifrod Himtim Adesim Kisiyim Omar Le'isiyam Tinu L'kulei Shvachi D'morach. Have you finished? Have you exhausted all the praises of your master? Even Hagadol Hagibo V'hanorah, the three words that we do say, if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't in the Torah spoken of HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdola hadn't ordained that we do so in Tefillah, so we wouldn't have on our own been able to do that. So the question is, why was this anonymous Shliach Tzibor, why was he so remiss, let's say, in the Brach of Yotzei Ma'oros? Polo Gevuros, Osa Chadoshos, Baal Mulchomos, Zorea Tzedokos, Matzmiach Yishuos, Borei Rufuos, Norasilas, Adonah Niflos, Amachadish Betuvok, it's a whole long list of Shvachim that we say. So what was off the mark? What was objectionable about this Shliach Tzibor's improvisation than as opposed to the Madveya HaTfil that we have? So clearly, the difference is that in that example, from the Baruch of Yotzei Ma'oros, we're describing Kodesh Baruch Hu's actions. And he was using the adjectives to, again, impute. He was describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he was. So again, that is fraught because it can be misunderstood. And in context of Tefillah, we need, it's also a question that we're not going into, but we need this double precedent of Aminu Moshe Rabbeinu b'Tefillah, Aminu Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me, b'Torah, and Tikninhu l'Anshei Knesset HaGdola b'Tefillah. The Malbim comments on the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He says the Taich is as follows: that the Shem Yudkei Vavkei represents Midas Harachamim. The Shem Elukim Elokeinu represents Midas Hadin. So again, on the human level, so we experience those as being very different and very very distinct. But Hashem Elokeinu, we recognize that ultimately it's not that there's difference, it's not that there's multiplicity, it's Hashem Echad. Coming back to our original question, so when the Rambam writes, Mahu Nikra Chanon Afata Hayeh Chanon, Mahu Nikra Rachum Afata Hayeh Rachum, so now we understand what the Rambam was very, very carefully and precisely conveying, that it's not that Mahu Chanon. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu again is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in the most basic, fundamental, absolute sense. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in the most basic, fundamental, absolute sense. He's Nikra Chanon. He's Nikra Rachum. We, again, in terms of how we observe and are able to understand his actions, so we see, again, what on the human level would be associated with different midos. But it's Mahu Nikra Rachum. It's Mahu Nikra Chanun. But Afata, but with people, it's like we do have different qualities. People are multifaceted and multidimensional. We're not echad in any true sense. But there's more of an omek here, and that is so we know that. The Rishonim, the Rambam, amongst them, but by no means the only one, tell us that Divra Torah, they transpose a phrase that the Chazal use in a different context. That they transpose a phrase Chazal used in a different context of Divrei Torah Kelshon B'nei Adam. That the Torah speaks anthropomorphically. The Torah doesn't always speak in the most intentionally, doesn't speak in the most sort of call it the theologically or philosophically precise way, but Divrei Torah Kelshon B'nei Adam. But there's always a reason for Divrei Torah Kelshon B'nei Adam, right? It's obviously it's only when there's a benefit to Divrei Torah Kelshon B'nei Adam. So, for instance, when one of the examples that if you take a look, on the bottom of page 2 in Halacha Yud Beis from Perek Aleph of the Sadei HaTorah. So the Rambam writes, "Hol v'hadav kenhu." The Rambam explained earlier in the parak that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, he's incorporeal, so everything which is the function of physicality can't and doesn't apply to him either. V'hol v'hadov v'kenhu, kol hadvarim halalu v'chayotzei bohen, sh'neru v'atorah, u'bedivei ha'nevim ha'kol moshul v'melitzahem. K'mo sh'neru yoshev ha'shamayim yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not sitting in Shemayim and holding his sides as he's laughing uproariously, right? Yoshev Hashemayim Yisrael, that's not what's happening. Ki asuni b'havlayhem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being angered. Kashasas Hashem b'chayotzei b'hen, al hakol amul chachonim, divratar kosham b'nei adam. But we understand, let's say for instance, when we have the pasuk in the second parasha of Shmiya, Kriya Shema, V'chara Af Hashem Bachem, so again, that's an example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger will flare against you because of Avodah Zarah. So that's an example of Divrei Torah Kelshon B'nei Adam. But we understand what's accomplished, right? That expression, because the imagery is so vivid, it makes an impression upon us that if the Torah were to say, you know, Avodah Zarah elicits a midas adin and a strong midas adin, it doesn't. A person begins to shake, which is exactly the reaction we're supposed to have. So we're supposed to have that reaction is supposed to be evoked, and that's why Divrei Torah Kelshon B'nei Adam. And then, but we're also supposed to recognize that again, that it's an anthropomorphic description, not intended to be taken literally. So there's always a reason for why the Torah speaks Kelshon B'nei Adam. There's something gained by the Divrei Torah Kelshon B'nei Adam. So why didn't the Torah say, Hayos HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Toarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have attributes. He doesn't have midas, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaKan, Hashem Echad. So why not say Hashem Hashem Merachem and Chonein and Ma'arich HaPayim? Why not say it as a verb that describes actions? So Yitachen, but that's also Bechlal, what the Rambam is saying, is that the Mahu Nikra Chanun Afa Tahayeh Chanun. So if you take a look in Halacha Zayin, again, the first source that you have on page 1 of Gosha, the Ketzav Yagel Adam Atzma V'Deis Elu How does a person train himself? How does a person habituate himself with these character traits, dispositions, until he internalizes them? Yasa v'yishna v'yishalesh b'maisim she'osa al pi ha'deos ha'emtzoyos v'yasu b'hem tomen. So the Rambam says that the constant reinforcement is how a person internalizes a character trait. Ramchal later has the same idea, that maybe initially a person sort of has to push himself to do something, but if a person pushes himself to do something, but he does it time and time again, so then that way he trains himself, and then it becomes second nature. It becomes something which he internalizes. But it's clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah of alachta bedracha is that the person should internalize these deos. Right? That the mitzvah, it's clear from the Rambam's question that that's what the mitzvah demands, right? That the mitzvah is not only regulating how we behave, but it's how a person molds his character. So mahu nikra chanon, right? The Torah resorted to lashon b'nei adam. Mahu nikra chanon. The Torah resorted to lashon b'nei adam. Why? To tell us afata heyei rachum, by describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these terms, by describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as rachum, that impresses upon us that that's our mitzvah. That's our mitzvah is not only to externally act in a way with Rachmanis, but to be a Rachman, but to be a Rachman. And that's why the Torah, that's the significance of the fact that the Torah resorted to the Lashon B'nai Adam. Okay, so in terms of proper Emunah, so we're supposed to understand again that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midos, HaKadoshem Elokein HaShem Echad, again, in the most basic, fundamental, absolute sense, he acts in a way that if we were to observe such actions issuing from people, we would say, oh, he's a Rachman, he's a Chanun. And the Torah describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's Nikra Rachman in that way to teach us that that's what the mitzvah demands of us, that Af Atah Heyei Rachman. Okay, we'll sort of skip over part of the sources you have, and fast forward to the centrality of midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of behavior, in terms of our behavior. And maybe let's try to approach it from the following. We have on page 3 here, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Bichos Tshuva. Midarkei Tshuva, says the Rambam. So tshuva is a process and therefore a lifestyle. It's not just a moment, but it's, again, it's a process and therefore a lifestyle. Midarkei Tshuva, lios hashov, tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem, bivchi uvsachanunim. He's constantly crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Osa tzdoko kifikocho, umisrache karve min ador v'shachato bo. He distances himself greatly from whatever the chait consisted of. Umashana shmo, koma ani acher ve'eni osa ha'ish. So this is the, as the Nosei Kelim of Rambam point out, this is the Rambam quoting and presenting the Gemara Nosh Hashana of Dalet Dvarim Mekarim Gzadino Shel Adam. That Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Shini Hashem, and Shini Meisim. So the Rambam says that Shini Meisim means Mishana Masa Kulam Latova. Wow, so that's a tall order. So he sort of just drops that and then Just leaves us with that. So how exactly Mishana Masa Kula Latova is, again, that's a very tall order. Okay, so maybe, you know, what else is the Rambam supposed to say? We all have to sort of personalize that in the context of our lives, what Mashana and Masa Kulin Latova means. And maybe it's just not Nitan. You can't really elaborate. It has to be individualized. It has to be personalized. But while that is true, Yitachen, that the Pshat HaRambam is as follows. If you go back again to the first halacha, with the end of halacha hey, and again it's the line that you have here of the sources on page one, umetzuvim ona lalechus bedrachim ha'ela habenanim, v'hem hadrachim hatovim v'hayishar. So the Rambam, listen to this when I say it. It's The Rambam describes the Midah Beinonis as being the Derech Hatov VaYosha. That's how he characterizes and defines the Malach the Bedrachav, is that these are the Drachim which are Tovim and Yeshar. Okay, now with that in mind. And again, the Rambam expected us to learn Mishnah Torah Kesedah. So when we're learning Hilchos Tshuva, we've learned Hilchos Deis. When the Rambam says Umeshana Ma'isav Kulon LeTova ULeDerech Yishara, so what the Rambam is saying is that the mitzvah of Halachta Bedrachav touches Lelo Guzma on every area and every facet of a person's life. So for instance, if you look at the next source here on page 3, and underneath the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam gives examples. Haderach ha-yashar hi midah beinonis shebechol deyo v'deyo mikol ha-deyo sheyesh al-ovet v'hi ha-deyo sheyrachol k'mishtei ha-ktzor v'zvim v'ksham v'etz equidistant from the two extremes v'ein ha-kor v'lo l'zor v'lo l'zor. Lefichav tzivu chachamim harishonim she'odam shon de'osa tomid. Clearly, the Rambam wants the word tomid highlighted here, that it requires a constant focus, that a person is always assessing, self-assessing his character traits, dispositions. U'meshaher osam, he's calibrating them. U'mechavin osam, he's directing them. B'derech ha'amtzos, ketzer. He shouldn't be so excitable that he's easily angry. He shouldn't be apathetic, elevatedly. Skipping to the end of the line, So a person obviously shouldn't have any hedonistic impulse, but on the other hand, he shouldn't have an ascetic impulse that interferes. He needs to eat enough to be nourished, to be able to function at maximum capacity. He shouldn't be lobot achah hamamon. He shouldn't be obsessed with obtaining wealth. Meidach gisa, he's not supposed to be so disinterested in money that he can't live a proper, dignified life. V'lo yipod yada v'yoser, he shouldn't be too stingy. V'lo yifazeh mamono, he shouldn't. He shouldn't give away everything. Ela nosen tzaka kafi misas yada, but he should give tzaka according to his means. V'lo yehi mahola v'sofek v'lotzei v'onein. He shouldn't be lightheaded and frivolous. He shouldn't be sad, depressed. Ela sameach kol yomav, but he should be b'simcha. So if a person really implements this midah beinonis, where he blends the two extremes, it touches on, there's no area or aspect of a person's life that it doesn't touch upon. So, kum dais, when the Rambam says, Mashana masav kulam latova, l'derech yishar, so we said, you know, here the Rambam, you know, he gives a tall order without any gap. No, the Rambam is telling us how a person can have one focus, and through that single focus, can be Mashana masav kulam latova. He can uplift and upgrade everything that he does. Mashana masav kulam latova. If a person is conscious of being mekayim the mitzvah of v'halachta v'drachot, so it literally the lo guzma, right? Without a scintilla of exaggeration, it literally transforms everything he does. It's mashana masav kulam latova. The Rambam describes that my father's father once commented that the Rambam doesn't quote the Gemara in Yuma about how Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. He doesn't quote it. But what the Rambam does tell us is the following, that when Avraham Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the last source you have here on page 3, Avraham Avinu was engaged in this relentless search for truth. And ultimately, he seek derech ha'emes, v'heven kav ha'tzedek mitunaso ha'nachona. So what does the Rambam mean that Avraham Avinu discerned, heven kav ha'tzedek? What does that mean? And the Rambam, later in the same halacha, in Perek Aleph of Avodah Zarah, when he talks about the masorah from Avraham Avinu to Yitzchak to Yaakov, so the Yaakov Avinu limei bono kulam v'hivda levi u'minohu rosh v'hoshiva v'yeshiva l'lamei der Hashem v'lishmo mitzvah avah v'mitzvah avah v'hei ha'yediya. So that was part of Avraham Avinu's discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's clear, if you go back again to the very first source from Hilchos Deis, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Hashem osa'elu nikru ben ha-yotze v'heim ha-derech ha-beninis sh'anu chayam ha-lachazva nikreis ulefi, nikreis derech zo derech Hashem v'hi sh'limed Avraham Avinu v'vanam. This is the mitzvah Avraham Avinu, was the mitzvah v'halachta v'drachav sh'nema ki yedayte v'chlamana sh'yitzav v'ezvana v'ezbev t'o'achra v'shanu derech Hashem. So this was how Avraham Avinu, again, his discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it transformed his entire life. How did it transform his entire life? Through the mitzvah of v'halachta v'drachah. So we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed us with other mitzvahs that help train our dayas and help guide us and mold us. But the centrality, if the center of gravity of a person's life is that he's conscious of looking to fulfill and implement, to always calibrate that what he's doing is the derech hatamei v'yishar. So the mitzvah v'alachta b'drachav has the potential to be mashana v'maisav kulon l'tov.